In episode 3, we'll look into the darker side of your neighbors in relation to the EMS field, some of the strange and bizarre runs that we've made over the years. Now, these runs that either I have been on myself or came upon the scene right after the run, or was told by the EMS personnel that were there first hand. So, and all of these, again, are true stories of the EMS professionals. Nothing is made up. Nothing is, these are not stories written by story writers. These are all things that actually have happened. So these are the, as I titled it, the kinky among us. The first one happened before my time in EMS. This one, the call came in as a sick person, and upon the EMS crew's arrival, they were met at the door by a young teenaged boy wearing a robe who said he didn't feel well. And when the EMS personnel said they would come in, he said, no, I guess I should come out. As he started to exit the home and come outside, the EMS personnel noticed right away that his robe was protruding further and further and further behind him. That's right. He had something sticking in his backside. What the young man had done had taken a curtain rod down with an ornamental end on it and stuck it into his anus and now was unable to get it out. So, the EMS crew, of course, not being able to remove an impaled object, had to figure the best way to transport him and get him to the hospital. That would be putting him on the cot, of course, in a prone position, laying him on his stomach, and then putting him in the back of the ambulance. The only problem is the impaled object stood up like a mast on a sailboat, and they could not get it into the ambulance. It hit the top of the ambulance door. So then, to make matters worse for the young man, the fire department was called to bring out their, well, not the jaws of life, wasn't anything that dramatic, but a pair of bolt cutters and cut the curtain rod down so they could actually fit him in the back of the ambulance. So that was before my time. Now the next story, I had the privilege of only seeing the x-ray of this after the fact. This was a case in the large city that I worked in that apparently this young man was seeing a young lady who was engaged. And as he came home, she tried to get him to run out the back, open a back window. He decided to go out the back door, running with his clothes in his hands. And she goes, screams, not feedback. And then you could hear, as I was told, the dog barking and going wild. The German Shepherd bit the first object that appeared to him and bit a portion of his penis off. And I got to witness the x-ray, and it actually had bitten almost halfway, not, it bit lengthwise. This gentleman had to be flown to a major city and have reconstructive surgery done on his organ. The next case, I was there in the emergency room after the gentleman was transported, or transferred, I should say, to surgery. The gentleman, once again, was seeing a lady who was married on bowling night. He would jump the fence, visit the lady, then come back home before her husband returned. Only problem was, on this night, when he jumped the fence, the bowling team was waiting for them. They assaulted the man and stuck a piece of PVC pipe, the plastic pipe that you use for drains, downspouts in some areas. But they used that, they took that piece of pipe and inserted this into his anus as well. The scene in the emergency room was quite traumatic. There was a large amount of blood, gauze, of course, where the EMS crew had stopped it, the bleeding, and of course there was an x-ray of this as well, which showed a piece of PVC pipe quarter of the way in, the rest of it out of the gentleman. He was later at surgery, and my understanding was he had a full recovery. I don't think he ever got into bowling much after that either. Oh, that was bad. But the last story is the one that I got to witness one night in a small hospital. There was a couple come into the emergency room, and the gentleman noticed right away he was diaphoretic, pale, that sweat on his head. That's the diaphoretic comment, the term I was using. He has that sweat look all over his face, very pale, walked very slowly. When the nurse asked if she could get him a wheelchair, he declined. He said he would continue walking. When she asked what the problem was, he said, "I'll just talk to the doctor when he gets here." The nurse showed him the way to the the exam room. He got onto the cart very gingerly. The nurse again asked what brought him to the emergency room tonight. He said, "I'll talk to the doctor." She reminded him that that's not quite the way it works. You have to inform the nurse so she can start getting certain paperwork, processing certain things that's going to be needed for the doctor. So on the last time that she asked, the young man, well, let me insert something here. The wife didn't stay with the husband. She went to the waiting room. But the gentleman started describing that he was asleep and his wife wanted to see if she could sexually arouse him while he was asleep. The way she decided to try to sexually arouse him was insert an antiperspirant bottle up his butt. Now, this is going to date some of us here, but the type of bottle that she used was what they called a deodorant that was out in the 70s, 80s, and it was called Tickle. Tickle antiperspirant bottle had a what they called the wide ball applicator. Now, this wide ball, to me, it kind of looked like a half of a dumbbell or a mushroom shape. So it looked a little different. Now, regardless of if you don't know what that type of deodorant is or isn't, doesn't really matter from this point on. Because when the doctor tried to do a digital exam, meaning use his fingers to find the bottle, he could not find the bottom of said bottle. Even after flushing that area with mineral oil, giving this gentleman a bolus of 15 milligrams of Valium to try to relax him, they still couldn't find the bottom of the bottle. Now, at that point, it was decided that he would have to be transported to a larger hospital that would have surgeons on staff at that time of the morning. And that's where, of course, being an EMS crew, we would transport him, obviously in a prone position on his stomach. But as my partner and I, when we started to get things ready to go, one of the things we needed to do was find the wife, which we never did. Apparently she left. So we, I don't know if it was out of embarrassment or perhaps she had nothing to do with it, but we never did see her. We never saw her when we got to the larger hospital. We thought perhaps that she might be there, but we never saw her. But so that, you know, this gentleman had to be transported and have emergency surgery done to remove an antiperspirant bottle, which I wondered if he just left it from that point on. Every time he farted, it would smell good. So that was kind of one of my thoughts, but apparently I can't do that. So, but this just makes you think, what is my neighbor next door doing right now? Kind of makes you think, doesn't it? They're not going to tell you. But when the ambulance comes over there at 3 o'clock in the morning for a healthy couple, and you ask why, Fred fell down. Now, okay. But is that what it was? Or did somebody lose an antiperspirant bottle? Until next time, guys, stay safe.